grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Sure is. Chris and I were just reminiscing on J-Day and how fabulous it was, and it always is.
Indeed. What a great day that was. The 28th J-Day, last Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday, joints.
That's right, that's what it is. That's exactly what it celebrates. No, it was fantastic, and well, thank you so much for playing.
Oh man, it was our pleasure. That was some kind of dream come true. I'm sure that was a bucket list for me that I didn't even know about. So really, really stoked.
Right. Yeah, the bucket bong list.
Right on. It was rad. It was very rad. I didn't stick around for Te Hanga Collective, but I'm sure it was mint. I saw some pictures of the 420 situation, and it looked like it was a hazy vibe. Ooh, actually, in the morning, it was hazy too, and I was like, perfect day for J-Day. I couldn't see the sky tower.
No, it was great weather. Mint. And lots of stalls, and just lots of good things going on all day. It was very good, and thanks so much for coming. And we launched some new materials for Normals, a couple of new leaflets of putting out some ideas and things around the referendum. And we had a funny feeling, geez, something's going to happen about this referendum. We've got to do a petition about making it binding, you know,
right.
and we're just going to do this petition. And collected a whole bunch of signatures, and then lo and behold, of course, the big news of the week has been around the referendum, and this petition that we collected over the weekend at J-Day. It's kind of a little bit out of date already, which just shows. For those who don't know, very interesting model that they're putting forward. There isn't all the...
So it's a yes-no question, but we don't have a question yet. Is that the vibe?
You know that the question will be along the lines of, do you want such and such an act to be law, right? And then, so it will be yes and no. It's the exact form of that. They've outlined most of it in this cabinet paper that Andrew Little released on Tuesday. And there's still a bit to go. A lot of it, as I think I've said on the show here, a lot of the questions are going to be around the retail sale and what exact form that takes. And then sure enough, you look in this cabinet paper, and that is exactly where the big kind of hole is of the paper, is what happens at the retail. And that's, of course, very important. But it's really important that all the communities around New Zealand and everyone, you know, gets to have their say on that, because that's where cannabis policy interacts in the real world, you know, in communities, is where stores open and who they can sell to and how they operate and what hours and all that kind of thing and the location. So there's a bit of a discussion to happen over that. The timetable, of course, is quite tight, but not as tight as it was, because they're not going to put a law through Parliament. So rather than, I think the part of it is the time frame of trying to get a law through Parliament in advance of the referendum will be quite difficult in its own right.
What was your preferred?
Because that would have been the preference.
Because then it would be good to go when the referendum says, whenever it goes yes or
exactly.
Whatever,
but if we look at the two referendums previously where that's happened, even though the law has been passed beforehand, then after the referendum it's still been changed.
Yeah.
And so there's always that in the technicalities, and things come up during the campaign. So there will be changes. And also, every parliament is sovereign, and when you have a referendum during election, you've technically got a new government, a new parliament, they could just change it in that. And so that was kind of Andrew Little's argument, is that really binding in essence in this kind of situation is nothing, is a promise, and they're promising to do it. And the law will be written and out by about June of next year. So we've got until then to kind of shape it. And then in June of next year, then they put it up, and you know, we go into the election and we vote for it or not.
I'm really worried about this question, though. I'm still really worried
about
what it's
going to be.
It's yes
or no, we're voting yes. All you have to know is we're voting yes, because it will be a yes vote.
Are you worried about the way the question's going to be phrased?
Oh, absolutely, because polls do show differences down to the wording, but that's when you're kind of talking about abstract concepts. In this case, everyone will know, do you want this particular law to be the new law or not? And we will hopefully have had a really good discussion around it, and there'll be an education campaign. Some of the things they've put out there already, it will be R20, right? So it won't be R18.
Oh, R20.
Already an improvement on alcohol.
Well, indeed, but let's say that you're an adult aged 18 or 19 and you cannot access cannabis, but you can only access alcohol. So, you know, if we're talking about sending messages or about what's safe or what we want to encourage people to do, the only legal choice for people, for adults aged 18 or 19, will be to consume alcohol.
Right.
So that's not necessarily... Well, that'll be interesting around discussion. I can see why they've done it.
There still needs to be a little bit of use of fake ID lying around, you know? It's just...
A little bit of fun using your brother's idea. I did that.
One of the key things is, like we've said all along, home growing has got to be a fundamental part of it, and that is, and that's going to be treated like homebrew. So it's just, you know, if it's commercial, get a license. If it's not, do what you want, but don't sell it to anyone. Share with your friends, don't sell it to anyone.
Fair.
The key thing is they're going to tidy up things like social supply and that. So that, you know, that idea that you can share things, but hey, don't share with underage people. So how's this, right? You're in a bar. Mm. It's legal for people 18. You're in the garden bar. It's a designated cannabis smoking area, but there's an 18-year-old in there, and they're allowed to be in that bar, but you're with them.
They can't smoke.
You don't know them even, right? Hmm. It could get...
That is interesting, because I know this firsthand from spending some time in San Francisco, where it was everyone was smoking weed out the front of the bar. I can imagine this situation would... It is a likely situation.
Is there a chance that bars just won't allow marijuana?
Actually, no. They're going to say no public smoking. Okay. Oh, no, so that's the other thing. That's when you think about it, well, yeah, most places are illegal actually don't allow it. Amsterdam doesn't. You're in the coffee shop or at home. Places like San Francisco, yeah, it's in the place or at home.
We should be moving away from smoke anyway, right? In a sense, like,
well, okay, I don't even think it's limited to smoking. I think it's consumption. Can you have an edible standing outside? Don't know. But anyway, the thing is that there will be licensed places where you can go and get it. So you can grow your own. If you don't want to, you're unable to. A lot of people won't be able to. People who live in apartments, people who live in rental properties, whatever. It's really important that people have somewhere they can go buy it, and that's safe and that's tested. So all of that is going to be part of it. But also that somewhere that you can go and consume it, because not only people, say, for example, in apartments that might not be able to consume cannabis or smoke at all or consume or whatever.
That's one of the best bits.
They might have children that they don't want to consume in front of, whatever, right? There's always a reason why people might not want to consume at home and having a place where you can go. So I think that is really, really awesome, actually, when you think about it. We're going to end up with these licensed premises.
Should I get a bouncy castle and like a bit of a backyard and just a bit of deck and everyone comes to my house and...
No.
Okay.
No. And in fact, if I was the licensee, I would say, nah, you're out. And because you sent me a bullshit application, I'm not even going to listen to
it.
You're clearly appealing to children and you're now on the blacklist and screw you. Do not understand the point of this licensing regime.
Okay. I'm definitely going to screen most of my ideas with you, Chris, I think.
Because that one will not fly. And for that same reason, we're going to see no gummy bears, right? And this is just logical. And who the hell needs a cannabis thing in the shape of a bear, right? There's absolutely no reason. So, just get rid of it. We don't care. Don't have the gummy bears. There'll still be edibles and lozenges that you've got to have. They just won't be in the shape of a little bear.
Skirt on that one.
Very nice. Chris, I just, in passing on the internet today, I saw that Denver has decriminalized magic mushrooms.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Always hit me up about the other stuff.
Well, it's next.
Here we are with the referendum, marijuana, and you want to talk about mushrooms. No, it's like every time.
No, but it's a medical brilliant thing. I mean, it helps a lot of people in all sorts of ways. So I think it's worth exploring.
I haven't been following honest.
No comment.
But I will say that Denver has authorized consumption lounges for cannabis recently. So that they went through a period where you could only have cannabis in private areas after legalization. And that private area, you know, included your car. So it was this weird thing where people could be in their car smoking weed, but they couldn't be out on the footpath smoking weed. Mm. And they could buy it from a shop, but they couldn't have it in the shop.
Yes.
It's really weird. So that's kind of changed now. This is quite recent. So now they have these consumption lounges is what they're calling them.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Mushroom media.
Have you got
a guy? To put up with you? Sorry, Chris. We'll keep it on track next week.
But on to the next. Go ahead.
We'll get Chris Valley to lead the charge on the next thing.
Chris, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, mate. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.